And Adrian Dodoro was in the middle of it from day one and always tends to be. The Bombers are always big players in trade period and he's been good enough to join us. Adrian, welcome.
Morning, Gary. Morning, Tim. How are you?
We're going well. I know you're disappointed you've missed out on the golden feather, but there can only be one golden feather award handed out. But are you disappointed that you weren't able to make something happen with the whole Danaher deal?
That's an interesting way of putting it. Look, we're really, really happy as a club that Joe will be representing our club next year, and that's great. But there's also, I heard Tom on earlier, and there is a human element to all this, so we're very, very mindful of that.
Well, to that end, good morning to Adrian. The human element of that, obviously, is the disappointment that Joe Danaher is possibly feeling this morning, having had to experience going through what he did and the trade not going ahead. So how do you deal with that as a football club?
Yeah, we spoke about that at great length during the course of the week, and there's a number of measures that we'll put in place. Dan Richardson is taking the lead in that regard, and you know, we've already made contact with Joe and his family, and we'll continue to do that. The great thing is that every single player at the club is wrapped that he's staying and have reached out, and he'll have the love and support of everyone at the club. That won't be an issue at all.
How do you reach out to him and his family?
Well, obviously, you know, Xavier's also our CEO, has a great relationship with Tony, and obviously the extended Danaher family. So there'll be catch-ups and obviously phone calls and text messages and what have you. But also, we need to, you know, get Joey back in the country and have a face-to-face with him and run through all the issues.
On that point, what are the real issues here? Because we talk about, say, a relationship breakdown, or he doesn't want to be at Essendon, he wants to go somewhere.
No. The medical team.
What are the real issues, Adrian?
No, not at all. And look, it was funny. We had a conversation prior to the deadline with Joey last night, and Dan and I, probably on the phone for about 40 minutes. He doesn't have an issue with anyone at the Essendon Football Club. I'm sure that he'll come out and talk in time, but it's about lifestyle for him and just wanting to, you know, change environments, live in a different city.
And it's as simple as that?
Yeah, that's our reading of it.
Can you fly him in? Can you let him live up in Sydney and just fly him in for training and playing on the weekend?
I don't know. Sheeds would probably do that.
Exactly. That's how he would approach it.
Adrian, you've been around footy a long time. You've been at this game for a long, long time. And I guess for our audience, they'll be sitting there going, well, you know, how hard do you try in terms of getting it done? The scenarios it runs through, okay, if we can get this, if we can get 5 or 9, can we turn that into with other players in the market? How hard do you go down that path?
Tried a lot of things. We were open-minded about it. There's no doubt about it. We didn't want to lose him, but we had to be realistic that if a good offer was presented to us, we had to look at it, you know, very seriously. The narrative around 5 or 9 is quite interesting. We went into these discussions with Sydney, and they were all respectful, and I'm glad Tom said what he said, because we've got the same high regard for them as a football club, and at no stage did the discussions become nasty on either part. But as I said, the narrative early on was to make it very clear to Sydney Swans Football Club that we needed to have players involved in this trade. We just had to. You know, we spend years trying to put our team together, our list demographic, our age demographic, and give ourselves an opportunity, you know, to start playing in finals. Now, certainly we've got a long way to go, but we don't want to go backwards. We want to go forward. And for us to go forward, draft picks at this point weren't going to help us. We needed to replenish our team with quality players to give ourselves that opportunity. Now, the narrative also around that first meeting was that the media was speculating that 9 and 5 were compelling picks. I clearly stated that we were interested in 9 and 5, we were interested in players. Now, at no stage was pick 5 ever presented to us. As late as 7:10 last night, their last offer was selection 9 and a future first round pick. So, and that wasn't good enough. We'd made it clear what we needed, and you know, we have responsibility to our board, our management, our supporters, our fans, our players, that will do the very, very best for the Essendon Football Club. And look, it's not personal. You know, at the end of the day, the club comes first.
Yeah, and to get players involved, but they necessarily have to be Sydney players, though?
No, not at all.
Right. So you'd explore players from other options?
Absolutely. And And both parties did, in fairness. But as time wore on, it was getting, it was getting tight. You know, by the time you can do medicals with players, and a lot of players are overseas late in the piece, these things become virtually unrealistic. But, we have no problems with the way we dealt with this. We're really, really comfortable. We were honest and upfront, and we never deviated.
Will you try and extend, Joe, next year? Try and extend him beyond 2020?
Gary, we were in discussions with Joe's management just prior to his change of mind, so not long ago, about an extension of a contract, and we would certainly look at that. I think right now the dust has to settle. We're getting back in the country and get him up and about. But, certainly that our obligation is for Joe to be an excellent player for many years to come.
In 12 months' time, could we find ourselves in this exact same spot, Adrian?
I hope not, but it's a possibility because that's the nature of our sport. No one's got a crystal ball. Hopefully, we have a great year and Joe's a part of the future of the Essendon Football Club. But look, only Joe can answer that, Tim.
And last one for me, Adrian, and I'm sure you're looking for a little spell here. Was Ollie Wine's name mentioned at all at Essendon?
He's a bloody good player. Was it mentioned? We mentioned a lot of players in trade period.
Now, not did you mention it. Was he mentioned to you? Not by Port Adelaide,
no.
But by others?
I can't remember. I'll have to go through my notes.
I'll take that as a yes. Very, very nice to talk to you. It's been a busy and hectic time, and you've got the draft coming up. So we appreciate you jumping on this morning.
Much appreciated. See you guys.
Good on you. Adrian Dodoro joining us there from the Bombers. Let's keep rolling because we've got Tom Petruro who manages Joey Danaher. So we've got the Swans, we've got the Bombers, and now we've got the manager's perspective. Tommy, welcome.
Thanks, Gary. Morning, Tim.
You're not in the airport on the way over to Europe, are you?
No, Nigel Carmody in our office looks after Joey, but I don't think he's on a plane to Paris or Spain or Barcelona, wherever he is at the moment.
What's been the communication with Joey? How's his state of mind?
Oh, Joey's okay. He understood that as a contracted player, it's never easy. The difficulty in this, I guess, in that transaction was probably the contrary to the Jack Martin transaction, in that Essendon wanted players, Gold Coast probably wanted first round picks, and unfortunately, we couldn't get to an arrangement where a player was interested to go to the Essendon Footy Club in lieu of Joey.
As late as yesterday, did you still have some hope or belief that it might take place, Tom?
Tim, until 7:30, you have hope. You always have hope. I feel that Essendon had the door slightly ajar through the negotiations. Would we have liked Sydney to put something a bit firmer on the table? Probably. But ultimately, it's when the player's contracted, the club does have the upper hand.
Were you working hard? I mean, we know how sort of this whole operation works with managers and how hard they work to get a deal done, particularly when one of their own players is involved and they try and find alternatives for that club to get the deal done. Or how hard were you working in those areas maybe to find a replacement player to get this deal done?
Oh, you can't force a player to move, Tim. Were we working hard? Of course we were. Were we coming up with options? Yes. Did we brainstorm a number of different players? Of course. But also, too, it's not our role to convince a player to go to the Essendon Football Club. It's the Essendon Footy Club's role to convince that player. Well, we don't represent Essendon. We represent our individual player in that transaction.
How's his body, Joey? Do you expect him to be able to play, to launch into pre-season?
Yeah, the surgery he had throughout the course of the year has had a remarkable difference. He's in better shape now than he has been the last couple of years. He's clearly on a break at the moment, but trending in the right direction, far more positive than it's been, the last sort of 6 or 12 months.
And we're not going to keep banging on about this, but you manage Ollie Wines. Have you been bemused by the dialogue around this?
I'm not bemused by dialogue anymore in that throughout the course of every trade period I've been through over the last 20 years, certain players' names get thrown up, whether it's serious or not, is basically where we get to. And I've got a sense now that, you know, clubs are open to improving their list, and any player is tradable. I feel like that the media has an agenda through the period. They're quite astute in terms of how they see a deal getting done. Are they assisting with looking at, you know, where Port Adelaide are at with a number of inside mids and seeing that as currency? Could that be linked to Fantasia? It's easy to, you know, put two and two together and come up with four, five, six or seven. I'm not bemused by the freedom of movement. I'm not bemused by the names that come up. No, not at all.
Are you saying, though, that Ollie Wines didn't want to or didn't have discussions, or people representing him didn't have discussions with other clubs?
No, Ollie had no discussions. Ollie's captain of the Port Adelaide Footy Club. He's comfortable where he is. He's reiterated that on countless occasions. So, no.
What about somebody representing Ollie having conversations with other clubs?
Nick Deeson looks after Ollie. Ollie's a Victorian. Essendon have always wanted to replace your son since he retired, Tim, to get a big inside mid. If clubs ask us about players, it happens every day. That doesn't necessarily mean there's anything to it, but we do all discuss players all the time because of the freedom of movement that we have now.
Yeah, I think it's going to continue to be the case. Tommy, thanks for hopping on this morning.
Good on you. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Tim.